producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do that, since today is the Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day. But if you want to whine a little bit about it, that's, you know, it's perfectly okay with me. It's also National Make a Friend Day. Who do you think makes this stuff up? I know it's not Manny.
It's not,
he just
certainly
finds
not me.
It.
Yeah,
he just finds it. Yeah. But I guess somebody sits down with a calendar and thinks, the day before Lincoln's birthday, it's before Valentine's Day, President's Week is not very far away, let's not cry over spilled milk. And someone else says, well, I know, but, you know, my best friend, wait a minute, maybe we could combine them, don't cry over spilled friendships. And then someone said, oh, no, that sounds kind of sloppy. Let's just make it into two. And that's how it happened. I just made that entire thing up. I've been seeing too much theater. I've seen, in the last week, I've seen, I think, 7 plays. I was a little behind, so I caught up. So I'll do that today. I'll tell you about theater. There's some really, really, there's some very unusual theater around. There's some really great theater around there. And you know what's happening to Broadway is Broadway has kind of become a pit stop for Hollywood. All these sort of famous actors sort of come to Hollywood, come to New York. Sometimes it's off Broadway, sometimes on Broadway. But they kind of kill, like Bradley Cooper's around, Jake Gyllenhaal is around. And let me tell you, the lines outside the theater of people looking for autographs, and they just use their smartphones. They take pictures. Just selfies.
Yeah.
Selfies drive me nuts. And the thing is, there's, you know, it was bad enough when people said, could I have my picture taken with, you know, with you? And you say, oh, okay. Because you figure, well, there was at least some minor possibility that somebody would take a decent picture. Because, I mean, you can't, like, if I'm doing something, like if I'm doing television or a book tour or whatever, I need a publicity photo, then I'll say, okay, but I want to see, you know, I want to make the final choice. And they'll usually let you do that. And they usually, they get a good photographer, and so the difficulty is not finding a good one, although I'm not particularly photogenic, but I've kind of learned how to do that a little bit. But it's, you know, choosing between some really good photographs, as opposed to people who are just going around taking pictures of you. And it's, I don't think they intentionally try to get you looking stupid, but the odds are definitely in their favor for that. I mean, and because I don't know, sometimes it's in daylight, so there's not a flash. And sometimes they just sort of take it, and so your mouth is half open. Hopefully you're not picking your nose in public, so you don't have a picture of your nose. But, I mean, there are just all sorts of really horrible photographs. And, of course, their version of, oh, wow, this is a great photo, and yours are not necessarily any overlap, none at all. And the selfies make it worse because it's a bad angle. Have you ever taken a good selfie? Have you ever seen anybody take a good selfie?
I've seen a few solid, decent ones. I think I've probably taken a couple. But
I think they're the people with those little extenders, so they can take a picture of themselves with a big background. They can take it from enough distance.
Yeah.
Because the resolution on cell phones is pretty good. It's
right.
The angle.
Mm-hmm.
So, And so, like, I was at the BAFTA thing over the weekend, and the British Academy of Television or whatever's, and people were taking pictures, and they said, oh, this is a really good picture. And I you'd think I'd learned by now not to say, can I see it? Don't say that. Because you're just better off not knowing. Because I said, oh, gosh, that's really weird. And they said, oh, no, you look beautiful. And so what are you going to say? No, I don't. Could you get rid of that picture? They're not going to do it. So just don't ask. I know, I'm whining. I hate having my picture taken. And now there's just no way. Because people, I mean, the nice people ask, the other people will just take it anyway. So you might as well, I mean, go around smiling all the time. Makes you look like a fool. What can I tell you? All right, today, 1531, Henry VIII. This is kind of a churchy day. This is kind of a religious day.
Mm-hmm.
Henry VIII was recognized as supreme head of the Church of England. Okay? The Religious Society of Friends, also known as Quakers, petitions U.S. Congress for the abolition of slavery, God bless, in 1790.
Mm.
Right? So it's 70 years, 75 years.
Yeah, I was just going to say, think about how long it actually...
75 years. I mean, everybody did it before we did. Russia did it before we did.
Wow.
All right. Not exactly people that are necessarily dedicated to human rights, but they did a long time before we did. The first session of the United States Senate was open to the public. Sit-down strike-ins when General Motors recognized the United Auto Workers in 1937. BBC produced the world's first ever science. I know what this was. Have you ever read it? Science fiction TV program, an adaptation of a section of the Carol K-Peck RUR, which I had to read that. It's terrific. It's the first science fiction, and it's the first time that the term robot was ever used. And the idea is that robots would take over the world. Yeah.
Mm.
1938. You talk about prescient.
Yeah.
It's really, everybody should go read it. It's RUR, capital R, capital U, capital R. And I think it was an acronym for United Robots or something. I don't remember exactly. I just remember it was RUR, and it wasn't. I don't think it was actually written in English to begin with. I think he's a Czech. But anyway, it's fascinating. And it was 77 years ago. Long time ago. That's a long time.
Rossum's Universal Robots.
There you go. Universal Robots, yeah.
And he was Czech, yes.
Hey, you know, there's an English teacher who's really proud of me. I mean, I just have that kind of brain, right, where important ideas can quite often elude me, but the trivia gets stuck, like a filter in a dryer. Seabed Arms Control Treaty in 1971, outlawing nuclear weapons on the ocean floor. Can you believe we actually had to talk about that?
I know.
I mean, how depressing is that?
Yeah.
First release of American prisoners from Vietnam in 1973. China lifted a ban on Aristotle. China in 1978.
Yep.
Right? That's 37 years ago. Listed a ban on works by, get ready for this, Aristotle, Shakespeare, and Dickens. It's probably back in place now. In 1990, Nelson Mandela was released from prison outside Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
After 27 years as a political prisoner. I worked at one of my jobs with a guy from South Africa. And I will never forget this. He went over to the UN to vote for the first time. He was white, but he went to vote. And stood in line to vote, and there were blacks in line, and he came back with tears in his eyes, saying he didn't think it was going to happen in his lifetime. And I've never forgotten that. Mm. Buster Douglas, a 40-1 underdog, knocked Mike Tyson out in 1990 in 10 rounds in Tokyo to win the boxing world heavyweight title and caused one of the largest upsets in sports history.
Yeah, I remember that. Boy.
Did you? I'm not a fan particularly of... I'll tell you my Mike Tyson story maybe in a minute.
I have one, too.
Oh, we do? Oh, good. We'll tell Mike Tyson stories. Everybody else can call him with Mike Tyson stories as well. In 2013, Benedict the 16th was the first pope since, I think, 1415 or something to announce his resignation. More than half a millennium.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was like the 1400s. He announced it because he said he was too old. He said he was not able to, in mind and spirit, carry on the role. Hmm. Pretty interesting. All right, you want to quickly tell your Mike Tyson story?
Well, I just remember when I was a kid, my uncle used to order the Tyson fights all the time on pay-per-view, you know, the old HBO stuff. And I remember the Michael Spinks fight in, I think, 88, it might have been. I remember we were, you know, I was a little kid, so I don't actually remember, but I remember my mother telling me this story about how everybody sat down to get ready to watch the fight. You know, Tyson's coming out, and they're getting ready to introduce him and everything, and a couple people said, hold on, I'm going to go upstairs and get some popcorn. So they went upstairs, made the popcorn, came back downstairs.
Fight was over.
Fight was over.
Yeah, I remember that part, too. All right.
Yeah.
Well, my Mike Tyson story isn't quite as... It's a little more modern, but it probably went on for about maybe even a little longer. 855-993-7569. Call us up and tell us what's going on for a long time, a short time, or, you know, spilled milk or friendships. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I thought we would just do a little bit of a follow-up on what is certainly turning out to be. You know, I think no matter what you feel about the rightness or wrongness, I think it's still a very sad story with Brian Williams. He was suspended yesterday for 6 months without pay. Which is certainly a great deal more. People were yesterday talking about a slap on the wrist, and I think that this is certainly more than a slap on the wrist, number one. I mean, 6 months without pay, and presumably he's still under contract, so he can't go work for somebody else. But the real question is, what happens after that 6 months? And I would put it up on Facebook, and this I don't think this is really, I kind of tend to shy away from stories that deal with a specific individual that I don't know, because I think it's not really I don't think it's very fair to kind of pile on people. I am a psychologist, and I think to a certain extent that may give me additional, credibility or something when we're talking about issues like this. And when we talk about it, I'm very careful to say, I don't know Brian Williams. I've met him once, and I wouldn't begin to say that I know anything about him, but I could talk about why people lie in general, which is what we did yesterday. But I think in this particular case, sort of saying, what do you think should happen? Because people's response have been everything from appropriate to severe to unprecedented to unbelievable. He apologized just a little less than a week ago. He took himself off the news voluntarily. I don't think he anticipated this kind of response. And the question is, do they know something that we don't? That NBC News clearly acted quickly and severely. They didn't fire him, but it was clear that they were saying this is not a minor issue. That we need to preserve the integrity of a news division. And it certainly created some major ripples. They were talking about the fact that Dan Burke and Tom Murphy, I knew both of those dudes because they had taken over Cap Cities and when I was at ABC, so I sort of knew about them. They were not at ABC, they were at ABC, but basically Steve Burke apparently was is Dan Burke's, I think, kid, and that both Burke and Murphy, the father and Tom Murphy, were just absolutely, and I can tell you this, I was at the meeting when they took over, when they were introduced to the ABC family at the time, and they said, this isn't family, our family lives a couple blocks from here, this is work. And I mean, there was nothing fuzzy or sweet. I mean, they weren't mean. It's just, listen up, folks, don't get warm and fuzzy about us, because that's not what we're going to do here. So basically, part of the issue at Cap Cities, and I was there when there were a couple of issues. Somebody had gotten a stripper to a birthday party, and the person was fired. Not a rap on the wrist. You're gone, because someone else. I don't even remember if that was somebody had filed as an example of sexual harassment. At the time, there were all sorts of shenanigans going on, and these guys came in and really cleaned house. And the person was fired summarily. They weren't given a warning. They weren't given suspension. They were fired for getting a stripper to a party. I knew of one situation where there was an affair going on, and the person who was head of a department, and he was having an affair with. They were both married to other people. And she got transferred, and I'm not sure why she wasn't fired. And he got fired summarily. And because what they said is they created a sexualized environment. And obviously neither of them filed a harassment suit, but the notion was that they created an overly sexualized environment. And then one of them was fired, and to my knowledge, never worked again. The other one was seriously demoted, and I'm not sent far away. She was banished. And I'm not sure why she maintained her job and the other one didn't. Maybe because she was in a less powerful position. So the question is, what happens now and what should happen? And my guess is that his career's over. But we'll see. I mean, there are certainly people who've come back from embarrassing situations. I think this was the comment that this is the comment I think that that Steve Burke read. He said, "There's been a painful period for all of us concerned. We appreciate your patience while we gather the available facts." So my guess is there's something else going on. By his actions, Brian has jeopardized the trust millions of Americans place in NBC News. His actions are inexcusable, and a suspension is severe and appropriate. Brian's life's work is delivering the news. I know Brian loves his country, NBC News, and his colleagues. He deserves a second chance, and we are rooting for him. Brian has shared his deep remorse with me, and he's committed to winning back everyone's trust. So who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, there's certainly a minor light there. Some hope, but
he's going to have to really work his way back up.
Yeah, and I wondered what it would be. Apparently there was a group of people who felt Brian Williams is too big to fail because NBC had invested too much money in building his brand. Nobody bothered to ask, is NBC too big to fail? The answer was no. Therefore, he was going to be thrown overboard before the ship went down. So there we go.
Wow.
He did get fired. He did have cause. So we'll see. So as far as I'm concerned, one of the things, I hope that he does. I mean, I think we're a country that believes in redemption. We're a country that believes in second chances. We're a country that believes in remorse, that if you apologize. I think his apology was a little less than remorseful, but I think he's going to have a chance to probably make another apology at some point. And I personally am rooting for him. You hope that he can sort of come back and said, look, I deserve this. I'd gotten too big for my britches. I confused news and entertainment. So there you go.
I'm pulling for him too, because like I've told you before, I was a big fan of his for the last few years, and it's obviously really disappointing to see things turn out this way for him. But, if you're a fan of somebody and they make a mistake and they get punished for it, you just hope that they can, bounce back and get back to where they were.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And the point is, at this moment, I mean, I've heard three or four people yesterday mention when somebody was lying, they said they pulled a Brian Williams, and that's not exactly what you're looking for. So we've got it on Facebook. Call us and tell you what you think is fair or not fair. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, Signal Blocking, Anti-Radiation, Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund. Less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Sally, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Sally.
My mom, I've called you several times before. I'm the one that I'm homeschooling my three kids. I have a mom who's in assisted living. I go there 4 evenings a week, and she is in such bad shape. I just can't even consider taking her on this trip. We have taken her on trips before, shorter trips, not a whole week, usually about 4 or 5 days, with my sister and me both taking care of her because she has to have 24-hour care. But my husband and I are taking my kids and my parents-in-law to Disney. People who have mentioned that, oh, she's going to make me feel terrible, they'll say, oh, don't even tell her you're going, which is impossible since I go there 4 evenings a week. And other people say, well, just wait until you're there. And I think she would react in a much worse way. So I don't know. I mean, I know I need to tell her before the trip. I don't know if I should tell her now.
When's the trip? Oh, the trip's the end of the month. All right. So let's go through this. How old is Mom?
She's only 75. She has horrible neuropathy.
All right, let me ask you a question, and I'm not really trying to guilt you into anything. I'm just trying to think. If you said to her, and please, I can hear you bristling already. But if you said to her, "Mom, listen, we're thinking about going to Disney. We maybe get you a wheelchair, but we're going to be outside in the sun a lot. How and you can't go on the rides. Well, how does that feel to you?" My guess is she'd say, "Oh, honey, I don't think I'm up for this one." Don't you think?
No, actually, no. She would be the opposite.
She'd want to go?
She was one who traveled. Yeah, oh, yeah. She was one who traveled all her life. And
all right, I got it.
Think.
But so what would be how, if we said this, and if we said this may be a really important trip for your mom, would there be a way to do it? Would there be a way to do it for part of the time? Or could you hire someone to come so that... Because I know that if you're taking care of her, it's going to limit your interaction with your kids and with your in-laws. But is there a way to do this at all?
No.
Is there a way to do it separate with her? Of maybe you and she going... I mean, and that's the other alternative, is to figure out a trip that she could go on with just you. Because, I mean, she might... Or
yeah,
maybe
yeah,
even,
that's...
Because, look, if you say to somebody, and I think this happens, it's not even with somebody, it's, look, if your mom was perfectly healthy, but you really wanted to spend some time with your kids, or with your, you wanted to go on a second honeymoon with your husband, or you just wanted to go with your in-laws, and your in-laws don't get along terribly with your mom, it'd be the same issue, which is, what do we tell somebody when we're not going to include them in something that's fun that they would ordinarily like to do? Because that's really the issue, not so much that mom can't do it, but that it's just not really possible to do it. So one of the possibilities is to saying to her, instead of, look, we're going to Disney and you don't get to come, ha, 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 which I know you wouldn't say, but to say to her, Mom, we've got a trip planned with the in-laws. I wouldn't probably go into a whole lot of detail unless she asks, which she very well may, but say, look, let's figure out what your favorite place could be. We could take you to Disney with the kids. In theory, you could for a weekend. We could go to the Everglades. We could go to Branson. We could go to D.C., assuming that the museum's ever open again. I mean, think about something that she would like to do and maybe give her something that she would like to do. Because, I don't know, has she traveled before with your in-laws?
No.
Okay, because see, I think that's the issue as much as anything else, and that's certainly you're out on this. Of Mom, you know, let's plan a trip that you would like to go on, and it may be a day trip or maybe a series of day trips. Because one of the ways, I mean, if you say to her, but I know this is true with my mom, if I say to Mom, listen, I'm going on a cruise with somebody, she'll say, well, how come you're not going with me? But if I say, Mom, would you like to go on a cruise? She'll say, oh, honey, you know, let me think about it. I really can't do it right now, because she knows what her limitations are right now. So it's a whole different issue if I say to her, let's plan a trip. What would you like to do? And then she can then veto it, as opposed to my saying, Mom, I'm not going to take you on someplace. I'm going with somebody else. Because that will get her little competitive juices going. And how come you go with somebody else, and how come you don't love me anymore?
Mm-hmm.
So can you think
okay.
of something
yeah,
that
wait.
She... Go ahead.
Well, I didn't know if I should add... Well, we've been on trip because every fall and spring we do take her on a trip. Like we just went to D.C. in June, and so
well,
I felt like that would solve the problem.
All right, Sally, that's, you know, what have you done for me lately? That's not, I mean, yes, but irrelevant.
Okay,
right? Right. Just in the same way. But I remembered your birth. If I said to you, Sally, I answered your question last time. You know, you liked the answer last time. That makes no difference. What you want to focus on is the here and now. So that's interesting but not relevant. So why has she deteriorated so much since June that you don't think she could travel this time? Or you just think she'd be a distraction?
Oh, no. She hasn't deteriorated since then. She's actually deteriorated for years. It's just that my sister and I have to do it together because I cannot possibly take her.
Well, then just tell her that. I mean, just say, look, you know, that you know, the kids and the in-laws are going to, we're going to go for a trip. Susan, who's now your sister, and I are going to take you sometime in, you know, plan a trip so the three of us can go someplace. That's what I do. Now, just make it that simple. Don't make it a big deal. Don't sort of, I mean, your palms may be a little sweaty, but the deal is, we're going to go, so I'm going to be gone for a couple of days, but I'll call you every night, and I'll send you pictures if she has access to if you'd like to a computer, then Susan and I are going to take you to figure out what you'd like to go in January or December or whatever. Okay.
Okay. Now, when is my next question is, when should I tell her?
Well, I mean, I don't see any point. I mean, she's not stupid. She's just old, and she has some trouble getting around. I don't see any particular. The thing is, if you wait too long, she's going to say, "How long have you known this? How come you didn't tell me?" So I don't see any reason. I would just say, listen, I'm going to, toward the end of the month, I'm going to be out of town for a couple of days. I'm going to go with the in-laws because they're here's what I would say. I'd say I'm going to be out of town for a couple of days with the in-laws because they're jealous that you and I are going places all the time and they never get to go. Okay. Yeah, you got it. Thank you. And the question is, where, would you like me to get somebody in to visit you? Do you want me to call you every day? How soon would you like to have a trip with the three of us? Okay?
All right. That sounds good.
And there's no reason not to tell her now, because you could say, look, I can get somebody to come in and visit you, or, I can arrange to have meals delivered, or I can have somebody from the church to visit. So the idea, look, is rather than giving her a fait accompli, which to a certain extent you are, I would give her options of, look, I'm going to be gone for a couple of days because the in-laws are so jealous that we go with you all the time and they never get to go anyplace. So we're going to go with them, going to be out of town for a couple of days. I usually come and visit you. Would you like me to call you? Would you like me to have somebody come over? Would you like to have deli delivery? Tell me what would work well for you, and then we have enough time to plan it. So I'd probably tell her in the fairly near future.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, and the idea being just very casually, we're doing this because they're jealous, and you and I, we're going to plan this trip, and when would you like to go? Now, don't be completely surprised if she gets a little whiny. Well, how come you're not taking me? And just say, look, this is a trip that the in-laws always feel that, we spend special time with you, and the daughters tend to be closer to their moms, and the in-laws are just feeling kind of, they're feeling a little gypped, so we thought we'd do something to make them happy as well. Okay.
Yes, and that's another conversation you should have one day about daughters-in-law, because daughters-in-law are very bad about spending time with their parents-in-law.
Yes, they are.
I have brothers that my sisters-in-law could care less about all of us. So
part of that is the boys. That if the boys say, look, and part of that is also the in-laws, make very sure, folks, everyone on either side, that when your children bring home their loves, that you don't say, I don't think so. Because if you don't think they'll tell them, you're silly. And if those people end up married, you've got a built-in enemy who's going to avoid you. So whatever their choices are, you just think that they're wonderful. And you don't have to be hypocritical, but you certainly should not be judgmental, because that's what happens. Of the girls feel like, well, they said I was too fat, or I was pregnant, or I already had a kid, or they weren't our kind of people, and then be surprised when the daughter-in-laws don't want anything to do with the parents, who judge them so harshly. So everybody, let's all agree together, if you don't have something nice to say, call me, but don't tell it to your kid, all right? Because you will not have access to the grandkids, among other things.
That's right. And I'll need you around in 20 years.
All right.
To tell me that with my sons-in-law.
Well,
okay?
You could just remind yourself of it now. But go start planning something with your mom so she doesn't feel left out, and tell her that the in-laws are jealous of all the time. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, I'm going to tell you, Cliffy, my Mike Tyson story, since we were talking about that earlier. And this was the day in history that that Mike Tyson got his, what do we say, his clock knocked?
His bell rung.
His bell rung, yeah.
For the first time ever.
Yeah. It was, but you have to, it was like 25 years ago. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I know. It's...
time goes fast. Yeah. All right, so my Mike Tyson story was about 6 months ago. My building has a gym, which I know a lot of buildings do. So I was down doing sit-ups or something, and Mike Tyson walks in. And first of all, he's much broader than you think he is, but he's much shorter. He's not very big.
Yeah, I think he's only about 5'9 or 5'10 maybe.
I don't even think that tall. I'd say probably closer to 5'8.
Okay.
But at any rate, but he's and he had on... he had on a white, he had on white shorts and a red t-shirt that looked like it was sprayed on. He's very muscular, as you can imagine. And his facial tattoos, you know, those kind of weird Maori sort of things, have faded a lot, but you can still see them.
Okay.
So he comes in and he grabs two 20-pound barbells, and he's doing flies, and he's grunting. He does 10. And I'm just doing sit-ups, and I'm kind of interested because I hadn't really seen Mike Tyson up close before. And he's looking around, and nobody is paying any attention. I'm clearly the gym wasn't very full, but there were more people than me, and nobody was paying any attention. So he leaves. He comes in back about 5 minutes later, does the same thing all over again, and nobody's paying any attention. He does it actually three times, where he does 10 flies, grunting, make a lot of noise, nobody's paying any attention, goes, comes back, does it the third time, and by now I am laughing so hard, I can't do a sit-up because I sort of felt sorry for him because clearly part of the Tyson need in life is to sort of be noticed, and I probably, if I was a nicer person than I am, would have said, "Hi, Mike, how are you doing?" Well, that's really impressive. But he was so sort of unapproachable, yet needy. That's my Mike Tyson story. All right, moving from Mike Tyson. Did you know that the Powerball is $485 million today?
My goodness, yeah. Wow.
I think that's the largest, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is the highest
amount.
Let's
see if it says. And it'll probably go higher, because, you know, whenever you say, because, you know, I think lottery tickets is, a friend of mine used to say, is a stupidity tax. I mean, it just doesn't make much sense. But so the only time I ever buy it is there $500 million for the annuity. It would be the third largest top prize in Powerball history, the fifth largest lottery jackpot ever in the United States. Taken as a lump sum, the jackpot would be worth an estimated $337.8 million. The prize rose to $450 after no one matched all five white balls of the Powerball on Saturday. It was increased again on Tuesday to $485, and then again on Wednesday to the $500 million mark, thanks to the brisk ticket sales. Despite the 1 in 175 million odds, the Pennsylvania Lottery said tickets were selling at a rate of 2,300 a minute on Tuesday. Well, I do it. I mean, why? Who needs a chump change of a third of $1 billion? I want a half a billion or nothing.
Right.
I'm kidding, folks. Don't take it seriously. It's reached its highest level since last February. I didn't realize it was only a year ago when it hit 425. The winning ticket was purchased by a California man who chose the cash option worth more than $242 million. I'd take the cash.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's been rolling since November 29th when a Washington woman hit the $90 million. Oh, jump change. Top prize with her first ever Powerball ticket purchase, according to lottery officials. It starts at 40, goes up each time, but no one wins the prize. The record. Do you know what the record is? You probably didn't read the article, so you don't know. Take a guess.
So this isn't the record, then?
This is not the record.
Okay, I'm going to guess the record is 535.
Well, you're a little off, but not by only about $60 million. Nothing at all. $590.5 million won by a Florida ticket in May 2013, followed by $587.5 split between tickets sold in Missouri and Arizona in November 2012. The top two all-time lottery ticket jackpots are both from Mega Millions. So this is Powerball was $590. Mega Millions, $656 million, won in March 2012, and $648 won in December 2013.
Wow.
Almost $750 million.
I mean, there's,
you know,
there
I think we should ask
teams that don't even cost that much.
Yeah. See, I think what we should do is say, because we've asked, what would you do if you won the lottery? Let's not ask that. Let's ask, what would you do if you won $500 million? Because I think winning, like, $50 million is different than winning $500 million, don't you?
Yeah.
Totally. I'm not sure it is.
Well, because the last time we asked, you know, what people would do with $10 million and $100 million, I mean, if you get up to $500 million, I mean, you're...
Yeah, let's talk about $500 million, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about this one will undoubtedly be $500 million, because it was already $585, and they're selling 2,300 tickets you know, a minute. So it'll, and you, are you going to go buy, I'll go buy a ticket.
Yeah, I might go buy one. When
yeah, just because it's so silly. All right, so let's put up on Facebook, what would you do with $500 million if you won the lottery? All right, because, I mean, why deal with chump change? I mean, $90 million, oh, please, hardly worth getting out of bed for. Remember, that was Naomi Campbell's famous statement, she wouldn't get out of bed for more than $10,000 or something, or $100. I don't even remember what it was. Yeah, she...
$90 million? Nah.
Nah.
Oops. Get the $250 and come.
Yeah, why? Well, you know, I'm not buying it. I'm not even bothering to spend my dollar. And I only buy one ticket. I figure it doesn't significantly affect my odds to buy 100 of them, so just buy one.
Right, yeah.
Right? So there you go.
Yeah.
So we should do that, all right?
Okay.
This is kind of a sad sign of the times. We've got three tips for being mentally strong on Valentine's Day.
Oh boy.
How about realizing it's a made-up stupid holiday that's made up to sell candy and chocolates and expensive dinners, and it had nothing originally to do with any of this stuff? It was a guy writing to his friends from prison saying he was okay. But what we're going to do the ultimate cheapo Valentine, which is you have to write a poem, a limerick, or a song. Right? And you can do it on Facebook if you want, but I'd much prefer. But you can't just say, oh, Cheryl, I love you. You're the sunshine of my life. I mean, you can do that if you want, but if you're going to do a song that someone else has done, you have to call us up and sing it. You can't just put it on Facebook. All right. And we'll do that on Friday. And then what you could do, we'll do it on Friday during the program, which means that you can download it, even if you're hearing it delayed, you'll still have it. You can still go on the podcast, and so you'll have it for Valentine's Day, and you can just sort of download it and wrap it with a little red ribbon and say, I wanted everyone to know about my love, dude. I suppose to, I'm really chintzy and didn't even want to do the flowers and chocolate, dude. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.